At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're here today because we know that if we sit back and do nothing, people will die.
We have some breaking news. Protests are breaking out, not only in the United States, but across the world as Donald Trump's administration continues to crash and burn. I have a quite unique and inspiring video to bring to you all today because I just got back from an on-the-ground community organizing event in Chicago, Illinois, where union workers and community leaders and organizers all came together to fight back against the devastating cuts to social care programs and to the most vulnerable communities. Now, in a top-down manner from Donald Trump and even more local Republican leaders across the country, we have seen an attack on community members who cannot defend themselves. So that's why this protest was incredibly important. On screen now, you're seeing people gather outside the consulate in Scotland. So there are protests going on as Donald Trump visits Scotland, and then there are protests going on in cities across the United States. I'm going to show you some footage from Chicago, but let's start global before we go local. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed to keep up to date with pro-democracy news and have pro-democracy debates. This reads, anti-Trump protests hit Scotland amid military lockdown. This is a real photo from a protest that was happening this weekend, today. This one says, go home, you big orange jobby. I don't know, what does jobby mean? Can someone tell me? To continue, a number of anti-Trump protests took place in Scotland on Saturday as the president began a five-day visit centered around visits to his golf courses near Turnberry in West Ayrshire. Okay. No wonder people are protesting. This dude is focused on his golf courses while we were on the ground talking about, you know, Social Security and Medicaid and things that Americans actually care about. I was at this event hosted by the SEIU, which is one of the most powerful unions in the country. And one leader named State Senator Lakeisha Collins really uniquely impressed me. She was reminding the crowd that Republicans in a top-down manner are attacking this. Let me play this clip that I just recorded moments ago. Make sure you drop a like to spread the message.
I believe that everyone, and I mean everyone, no matter your race, your zip code, your gender, your employment status, or immigration status, that you have the right to access life-saving health care. You have a right to put food on your table. And you should not be put into debt to do that. You have a right to a safe community and not to have to live in fear of your family being separated. We're here today because the Trump administration and his cronies and the Republican Party. Let's be clear. The Republican Party, the party of hate, just don't get it. In fact, they are actively working to attack working class families by trying to rip all of our rights away. Yeah. We're here today because we know that if we sit back and do nothing, people will die. Yeah. People who are already struggling to keep their heads above water will die. I want to be clear about that. They are attacking people who are already struggling to make ends meet. And the progress that we have already made through these fights, they are attacking us.
What an amazingly captivating speaker. And I have more clips. You know, in that break, I looked up what jobby means. It's an excrement or a piece of poop. So I guess this sign fits. Go home, you big orange jobby. But before I play this next clip, I just want to break down some of the stakes right here, because not long ago, the SEIU joined multiple other unions in suing the Trump admin over their union busting. This has been going on for a while. At the same time, the Trump admin's Medicaid cuts puts the ADA and Americans with disabilities at risk. This was a deliberate choice coming from Republicans to prioritize billionaires over the working class, billionaires over vulnerable people, and billionaires over, like, babies. Literally, people who are just born onto this planet are not being prioritized because apparently billionaires need another yacht. So the rally in Chicago is proof that people aren't giving up. Let me play this part that I found great.
Donald Trump ran on empty promises to stand up for working people. And instead, they passed this big, ugly ass bill. Yes, your politician curse, I do. I'm sorry. Because I'm just a regular person. Instead, they passed this bill that steals health care from over 17 million people. In the 5th Senate District, I represent 217,000 constituents. And out of that, 93,000 are on Medicaid. 93.
That's a big ratio.
And we have safety net hospitals right now that are looking to close, not only here in Chicago, but in the rural communities in the state of Illinois as well. So while they're trying to attack Democrats, they're attacking their own.
Their own voters are being screwed over.
And then it got school funding and food aid. So from my story, as a young person who barely had a roof over her head, barely had food to eat, I was looking to go to school so I can get that extra meal or extra snack in my bag to go back home with. That is the story of young people today who need extra food, who need food. And food banks who barely made it through the global pandemic, let's remember, we just got out of a global pandemic caused by the Trump administration, mm-hmm. who didn't believe that we were in a global pandemic.
I saw this really good analysis where someone was like, how could young people ever vote for someone like Zohran Mamdani? And it's because Zohran ran on policies that make young people feel heard. The person saying that was a Fox News host. They were saying, listen, I don't understand how young people could ever do this. The system works so well right now. Why do you want someone to tear it down? Where he has it wrong is the system right now is not working well. Whether you're a young person or you're even an older person, it doesn't matter. At some point in your life, you will have seen the system fail you or let you down. And young people in particular have problem accumulating capital in the form of either a house, obviously housing is very expensive, or even a 401k. There are a lot of studies that younger generations may have trouble accumulating capital in these forms, a house or a 401k, as will millennials and even a lot of people in older generations. So the question is, why would I feel invested in protecting a system? Why would anyone feel invested in protecting a system that hasn't protected them thus far? And that's the framework that Republicans don't realize yet.
That COVID-19 wasn't real. That gutted the CDC then, and it's gutting the CDC now. Who left millions of our people to die. And Democrats had to pick that up and save the day. Let's remember that. Remember the hard work you all did. The many people that you saw pass away because of their careless acts then. And it also jeopardized our clean air and water. That's what it does. It jeopardized the clean air and water, and it pulls back all of the progress that we have done.
What I thought was cool is there were even signs saying no more ICE raids. So while we talk a lot about stories relating to national politics, I talk a lot about, let's say, ICE raids that happen in other states, or we talk about deportations or the Epstein client list. We often talk about Medicaid cuts that affect the whole country. It's really nice to zoom in on specific communities or districts and see what people care about. And it's pretty in line with what we're talking about every single day, which is Medicaid cuts, which is the cuts to our most vulnerable communities. I want to shout out some of the incredible organizations behind this effort. We have SEIU, the National Domestic Workers Alliance, AFT, Family Values at Work. Planned Parenthood was a part of this, along with the Working Families Party and Caring Across Generations, so many more. But thank you, everybody, for showing up. This is all about showing up for each other. I'm glad that I got the invite and was able to go. And the fight isn't over. Many of these cuts don't take effect until 2027 or 2028, which means we have time to speak out, stay engaged, to stay informed. In the midterms, we will win back. So spread the word. If you made it this far in the video, comment some blue hearts. I really appreciate everything. And I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle. You'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.